And as we progressed with an FCC application, we had all certain things that we'd do and were promised by us and by other people, and we decided that what the educational authority had, the FCC had allocated a channel for the education authority in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. So we thought that, we'd just go down to the state capitol, tell the governor that we'd like to get him to endorse KWTV as the best applicant for the Channel 9. And that's what we did. We then gave enough land to the state for the educational television. And not only that, but we said that we would allow the antenna for the Oklahoma Educational Authority to put their antenna just below ours on our new 985-foot tower, and that would make the educational station in Oklahoma City the tallest tower and the best telecasting facilities anywhere in the country for an educational station. We really played that up very well, and it played pretty well, so we had to include their operation in our application when the FCC granted it. They also granted the Educational Television Station authority to build a station right adjacent to KWTV, and if you look at it today, it's right across the way, a little bit west and south of the present building. That worked out very well and helped us a whole lot all through the years. We've always been very pleased to be located right near the Educational Television Station. And it was quite a boost to the FCC granting our Channel 9 application. And if you look today, it's all there, pretty much as it was when it was first built. Now then, getting back to KATV in Little Rock, when we looked around at stations that we thought would work in very well with the grocery company and the promotion of our products and all, we decided that Arkansas had been good to us since we'd had a grocery house, produce house, in Fort Smith and also one in Rogers, Arkansas, that would fill in a very large gap and add to a great deal to our grocery business. So we went ahead and chose Little Rock as a very good place to put another station. And we looked, of course, at the application table, the channels. 7 was there. We thought, well, that would be great. Now, that had been allocated to Little Rock in the original FCC allocation, but changed to Pine Bluff. So I went down to Pine Bluff. I was flying an old Navion. This has been a long time ago, back about 42 or 3, when we decided we'd make application in for Little Rock. We had looked at Austin, Texas, Springfield, Missouri, and various other locations, and had concluded that if we got the 3 television stations, Tulsa, Little Rock, and Oklahoma City, that would be about all we could possibly chin, because we had trouble always borrowing money clear on up until probably in the 60s, before the banks in this country decided television was a proper thing and was going to be here from now on, and eased up a little bit on us. But we looked around, tried to figure out where to put the tower for KATV. And since we were in the Korean War, along about that time was in the making, we couldn't get steel. So we couldn't buy a tower of any consequence. So we decided that we had this tower over here that Mr. Bonebreak had bought for KFM, or for FM. We decided, well, we won't need that with the new 165-foot tower that we're going to build and KWTV the tallest tower in the world. So since there was no towers available and no steel available, we decided to move that tower over to KATV. So that was the done, and it was quite a task to tear down the tower here. I think we had 13 truckloads of steel off of the Oklahoma City Tower that we hauled to Little Rock. We made a big splurge about it as we went down Little Rock's Main Street and down Pine Bluff's Main Street with all of this retinue of trucks loaded with steel. And finally, we had picked out a small area. I think we paid, bought 55 acres up around Redfield. And we started the long journey of trying to build a tower, move it and build it. Well, it got to be quite a long journey, and always a lot more expensive than you thought it would be. And finally, we got the tower up in Redfield, and I began to, I went home, went to bed. I had been working night and day. And then about early in the morning on a Sunday, they called and said the tower builder, which was Beasley's old company there in Muskogee, said the tower wouldn't hold up the television antenna. And of course, the old television antenna was a bat wing, what we called a bat wing antenna, with seven bats in its structure, and it was very heavy. I've forgotten what it weighed, but quite a lot. And I know I worked all day long in a couple of days, and I said, I just know that this Truscon tower will stand that weight. I know it will. I just know it will. So let's sit down here and figure out what's wrong, why we're not being able to do it. Some of the fellows were even afraid to ride the headache ball up to the top for fear it would move around sort of in a circular position. And finally, I tried to figure out who in the world are we going to get to do this. Now, Bob Snyder was the chief engineer for both the KTUL and the KATV. Morris Thomas was the chief engineer for KOMA, and we had appointed him chief engineer for the construction operation of Channel 9. Bob Snyder was chosen by us as the man to supervise the building of KATV and the building of KTUL-TV. And it's an interesting thing that Bob is still alive. He had helped Mr. Griffin put the first radio station we had on the air in 1934 in Oklahoma City. He helped build Tulsa, Little Rock, and then he and Morris Thomas worked on Channel 9 over here. And I must say that probably no engineer, no individual in Oklahoma ever built as much of the television and radio business as Bob did here in Oklahoma. He did a magnificent job. I recall one time I was saying, Bob, where on earth are we going to get the engineers to operate these television stations? Little Rock and Oklahoma City. I said, there's nobody that I know of that we can hire anywhere. There are two stations operating, but they don't have a very large staff. So I said, what do you think we ought to do? And he said, well, I tell you what, I've thought about it a whole lot, and I've talked to General Electric in Schenectady and RCA in Camden, and they both say that they think the best way for us to get engineers is to go around through the area and hire the best radio engineers that we can find. And then we'll have to send them back to both Schenectady and Camden to let us teach them how to run this thing. So that's what we did. So there just wasn't anybody that we could hire that knew anything about the business. And it was a terrible handicap. Now, promotion in the promotion department is pretty much the same for television and radio.